is your Sonicast.
Sonicast time.
So
we can talk it up. You know what I'm saying? Some things that we're not able to say on the radio. Your girl, Sonic, what's up?
DC is chilling.
Hello, your player, Pudgy.
Hello, buddy. We had a discussion on the show for those folks out there who don't really get a chance to tap in. I don't know what your schedule is like, but we are on the radio Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. out there in the Yay area.
These are facts.
And we bring a lot of stuff to the table. Specifically at 7 a.m., we have a question or things, life situations. Sometimes they involve love, kids, whatever. And we chopped it up about folks putting their hands on other people's children. Like, so this girl is dating a dude, right? And the father is still involved with his children or whatever. And the dude that she's dating or married to or whatever decides that he's going to go ahead and put his hands to this woman's children with another man. The other man finds out and was like, bruh, why are you touching my kids? Like, what are the circumstances that would ever make that okay? Because myself and Biz DC, as we talked about on the show, I am not hitting, I mean, disciplining, yes, verbally, maybe even sit them down or whatever the case may be, not physically, but hitting or belting or any of that shit is not going down with me. And I think Biz feels the same way. So what kind of circumstances make this all right? Permission for one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let me put this out there, period. One, I don't believe in hitting kids.
Yeah.
That's me in this day and this time and how I feel.
Well, you also don't have children.
I don't believe in it. Based on just kind of how I've had to deal with kids in educational environments and things like that, and how I see development work and happen, is just not something that I rock with right now. It's not me, right? That being said, if there is a situation where I hear somebody else, right, talking about, oh, well, I had to spank this kid or whatever in the situation that you're talking about. Permission, like you said, one. And then two, it's a matter of what happens in your household. Like, are you the other parent? Like, maybe you're not that kid's biological parent, but you are actively parenting them 24 hours a day in that household. Like, and you have authority over them. If that's how you feel like disciplining, and you've had a conversation with the person that you're co-parenting with, you know, it's kind of up to y'all's discretion whether or not you discipline physically or not.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Look, if I'm dating a woman and her kid is bad, daughter, son, whatever, they do something that requires some type of discipline, I'm going to call that woman and be like, yo, come get your baby.
Right.
Whether she's in the room, whether she's at work, whatever's going on. What I'm not going to do is put my hands on her kid. I'm not going to do that. Now, if I've been with this woman for a significant amount of time, maybe we married or whatever, whatever, and her, along with myself and the biological father, have all sat down and we've agreed upon.
Right.
These are the guidelines that we all can adhere to when it comes to collectively parenting these kids, and on that list is beat her ass, then I'm still not gonna put my hands on her. I'm not gonna do it, because I'm not your daddy. And I only think about, you know, from the other side of the perspective, if I was a father and I was not in the house with
my
children
and
on
you
a
get
daily
that phone
basis
call?
And somebody hit my child, bruh, come on, man. It's gonna be smoke. Now, again, whatever people decide to do, however you run your house, whoever is there, if the father really wants to be there, maybe he can't be. If he's not in the child's life at all, it don't matter. All that has to be worked out within the house.
Right.
But I'm not gonna be putting my hands on nobody else's kids. Unless you came out of my ball sack, I'm not gonna do it.
It's the adults that need to make this frame of family, however it is. You know what I'm saying? When you've got a strange or a person, a man that's not your father, and then they come and put hands on you, I don't give a gosh damn how long y'all been together. Like, that's just not okay.
No.
There's a whole other parent, hopefully, that's still involved in the situation. Now, if they're gone, right, and you've raised these children since babies and they don't know anybody but you, obviously you're that kid's father at that point. You know what I'm saying? And you and the wife or whatever, baby mama or whatever it is, have discussed, you know, the fact that you are now that father role, and the kid understands that too. Well, then, yeah, that's something that everybody's decided on already. But if you've got a parent still involved on the outside, everybody adult needs to talk about how y'all are going to parent all together in the situation, which is uncomfortable as fuck, right? Like, nobody really ever wants to have to deal with this, because then you're that outside parent worrying about, well, when is this fool going to put his hands on my child since I gave him permission? Like, it's still an uncomfortable thing to have to think about, because you don't know who this person is that's become, you know, stepdad to your kid. So it's always safest, I feel, just don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Talk to the parents. Even call that man.
Right.
If you're the new man in the house or whatever and y'all are cool, say, hey, bro, like, you know, I just want to let you know that, you know, Cynthia or whoever is acting up. Like, I don't know if you want to come over here. You want me to wait for her to get home? And it's no simp shit. Like, y'all are raising human beings.
Exactly.
So put all that pride and bullshit away and parent a human and a child that needs nurturing and whatnot. But taking your belt off and whooping that baby, you know what I'm saying? You're asking for problems at that point.
Now, I would argue on the other side of that conversation is this, right? So hypothetically, your child is with somebody and that person, you know, spanks your kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, I feel like adults, automatically you're going to jump to, oh, that's my kid. Like, I need to protect my kid, mm-hmm. right? I feel like sometimes what happens, though, is they don't, then go, they don't ask the questions. They just jump to, well, I got to do something about that. Like, it's not like, okay, well, what happened? What did the kid do? What was the situation? What is this? What is that? Right? Like, me and Biz, or I, you know, said something to Biz earlier about, like, I remember my friends who grew up in the area that he grew up in East Palo Alto, would talk about the same thing that I kind of grew up with, which was, there was community ass whooping rules.
Yeah.
And in those community ass whooping rules, I think the lesson was, if you go out, there's a repercussion for an action, right? Mm-hmm. Now, this wasn't like, you know, and there's a difference between, you know, oh, well, what happened? The kid did something, I spanked him on the hand. Or the mm-hmm. kid did something and I smacked him on the butt. And then there's the, I went to go get the switch, or I went to go get the race car mm-hmm. track, or I took my belt off and I beat him for 20 minutes. Like, what's the level of, like,
of
acceptability around that? Like, but if nobody's having, like y'all are saying, any conversation about it, then it kind of ends up being this ambiguous, oh, well, I got in trouble, this person spanked me. Okay, well, now I got to go and punch him in the eye. Like,
and it's
do
a,
you?
And it's a different time. You know what I mean? Things were different when we were kids, bruh. Like, you know.
My in what mama, capacity?
My mama knew everybody in the community, right? On my court, if I was outside cutting up and my neighbor whooped my ass, she'd grab my hand and drag me into the house, talk to my auntie and be like, hey, come get your nephew. Where's his mama at? Oh, for sure. Soon as Laura get here, hey, let her know I beat his ass. It's a whole different time because we parented as a community. Nowadays, a motherfucker will dare to do some shit and show out, taking pictures with your baby laying on top of them just for Instagram. Why? Because your baby mama want to piss you off.
Ain't shit.
You got me fucked up. It's a whole nother time. People are so messier. It's not about community. People are being selfish in this. It's not about the child. Right. Again, I say, if I was a father and I did not live in the home with my kids and my BM had a man who put his hands on my child, it's smoke.
It's fire off rip.
It's smoke.
Yeah.
Every time.
Well, I mean, let's do this. Let's advise some safe practices in dealing with this situation then. If you have a kid and your kid is in somebody else's household and that person is abusing your child based on physical situations, do not run over there and punch him in the jaw.
No. And that's
and furthermore, being the responsible parent and hearing about your child being dealt with physically, right? What should you do?
I would go over with my phone on. If my child called me and said, look, mama's boyfriend just beat me. Where your mama at? Mama ain't here. She ran off with a friend. Okay. I'm on my way.
And left you there with
I'm on my way.
Dude.
As soon as I come in, I'm already have my phone recording.
Right.
I'm going to put the phone to my baby's face and say, is this the man? What happened? He hit me. Did you hit my child? Yeah, I beat her ass. So you telling me right now you beat my daughter? Yeah. Okay, cool. Baby, grab your jacket. Grab your backpack. Let's go.
Absolutely. I'm rolling up with CPS, B.
Bruh,
if it's that serious,
cause now
then I'm rolling up with CPS.
Because now I can take this to court. And I can sit here and show the judge, every moment, look, yeah. My child is not in a safe environment. Number one, her mama ain't there. It's 9 o'clock at night. Where right. the fuck she at?
Exactly.
Number two, she's in there here with this strange man alone, and he's putting his hands on my daughter. I need to get my child out of this house.
Right.
Boom. The smoke is not me going over and me whooping this nigga's ass. The smoke is me having full custody over my child.
Right, but every call we got on the phone this morning was, I'm about to go over there and...
Well, that's an emotional reaction.
Well, not all of them, but a lot of the men had that, I'm going to go in their throat when they called up here.
Because that's initially what you want to go do. Yeah, I mean, you're tapping into emotions that's your baby, especially a girl, a little girl
right.
who's that's helpless in a house with some fuck boy. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know your baby mama ain't shit, so...
Emotions will have all y'all asses in jail, and then the baby not with none
of you,
though.
Absolutely, the answer is not going over with nobody.
No,
because then now you got to answer for that, and you're the violent man, and the mother was just at work, and whatever the fuck. But that's absolutely the best plan, you know, business talk about, like, film this shit.
Yeah.
Make sure that you have evidence of what's going on and that you handle it like an adult, but document that. But, you know, again, the answer is... Don't put your hands on other people's babies unless y'all have all talked about it as adults and it's okay and trust each other. Because some people, you'd be like, okay, yeah, if you need to, go ahead. And then they black out because they had a bad day and they end up beating a child, you know, unnecessarily.
Mm-hmm.
So again, don't put your hands on anybody else's babies.
No.
Period. I mean, I don't care what kind of what. Mm-mm. Do not touch my child.
Or your own. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
I'm not talking my child to when I need to. Because she ain't going to talk to me crazy in my house. But my child is on another level.
I ain't got no kids, but I'll take you outside and run you till you throw up. That's gonna be my
You gonna chase them or just make them run?
No, we running. You run.
Yo, let me tell you. So I'll tell you the most irritating thing that happened to me in my household.
Oh,
and maybe you can go ahead and grab this and use it for whatever you'd like to.
Hmm.
After I was a certain age, my mom used to spank me. My grandma, I don't ever remember spanking me. My grandma used to make me go get like a thesaurus.
Okay.
All right.
And just write words forever.
Oh, long.
Until I got like tired and wanted to cry. And then I just generally was like, whatever I can do to stay away from that is absolutely okay with me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different ways that you can bend the kid to get them to do what you want to. True. That doesn't involve you having to chop them in the throat.
Yeah, I mean, again, we're in a different time. You know what I mean? I know my mother, I'm sure your mother as well, probably your parents as well, all came from that generation of spare the rod. Spoil the child, right? But in today's
day and
age.
That's what the word said.
Right. In today's day and age, it doesn't always work like that. And, you know, you have to be a little bit more intellectual in the way that you decide to discipline these kids.
Right.
You can't just always go to, well, I'm going to beat your ass till you learn. You can't always do that. You know what I mean? Again, I'll run you till you throw up or make you sit on the wall and do those, you know, the hands, make you sit up on the wall
on
squats.
Your knees.
Until your legs start shaking and you give out. Whatever you going to do, you going to understand you don't want to do that shit no more. But I don't need to put my hands on you. I'm saying that now. Wait until I have
a couple. No, I for sure spank Naya on the boot. Yeah, she gets it sometimes, but it takes a lot. Like, you see, y'all both see how she talks to me sometimes.
See, but that's your baby, you know.
No, she's my baby. I love her. And she's amazing. But, you know, she ain't going to get it like I got it, though. Pops used to put me up on the wall by my neck.
I mean.
So it's just not a good look.
I wonder where she got that mouth from.
You know, I'm not quite sure. Her bitch ass daddy ain't nowhere to be found.
Well.
So I guess I have to take that L as well. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, but yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, you know, at the end of the day, if they're not yours, keep your hands to yourselves, man.
Sonic, but going back to real quick to what you just said, her dad is not in the picture. How would you feel if you got with the man and he, you know, put his hands on her in the heat of the moment because she was acting up or whatever, and maybe you was in the shower, ran to the store or something, what have you? How would you
Well, he has children, so he's like, you know, I know how I would feel about it, so... Mm-hmm. The person I'm dealing with right now, he'd be like, I just call you.
Right.
But there's no moment in time where if you're a good parent and you're paying attention, get your fucking face out of your phone,
mm-hmm.
especially if you've got a strange person in your house with your child, that you shouldn't be paying attention and check them yourself when you need to.
Right.
There's no reason another person, strange person, should be around your kids and you not witness the disrespect or whatever happened to where you can't intervene and do it yourself, to where that person doesn't even feel like they need to get up, say anything, or do anything until the relationship has gotten to that point. And maybe you go to the store and you leave your husband, who is not the father of your child, at home with your kids, and something happens, then just go tell him to sit in the room until your mama gets home.
Right.
Or something like that. But yeah, I mean, I don't want anybody touching her. That's my job. And I'm going to pay attention anytime anybody is around and make sure I check her when she's being disrespectful to anybody, including me. Like, you know, you see her and I'll be like, what'd you say to me? Or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, I show the same respect to other people's kids. I ain't gonna touch your kids.
Right.
You should be paying attention. And if you're not, I'll be like, your daughter just said blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know? But he's good about watching over his kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm good about watching over Naya. So we don't really have an issue where that would even come up. But I definitely know he would never touch her.
Yeah.
In so, that way.
Basically, watch your own damn babies.
They're your babies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if you're a bum ass bitch and you leaving them home with some strange man, you're the problem. Not the babies. You're the problem. That attitude is probably coming from they want more attention from mama or whatever it may be. I don't know. Everybody's house is different.
Biz, you know the two that I got some semi-authority over. And
you got
and
babies.
And they be running around acting a fool, too. And their mama mess around and yell in there and be like, you know he can beat you, right? And I'm like, yo, I'm not trying to beat these kids. What's wrong with you?
They do be cutting up.
A lot of that stuff is just words, though. Yeah. They just want them. She wants them to fear you, so
that's
they don't.
All
act up.
That's all they need. That's all they.
But
need.
I don't really think she'd be mad if you had to, you know.
No, she wouldn't. I don't think she would. And then I told their dad that, and he was like, I was like, yo, I tried to scare the little one day, and I told her, you know, like I'll call your dad, and he gonna tell you I'm gonna spank you or whatever, and he was like, man, you ain't gotta call me. Beat her ass.
Yeah, see, but you're a family friend. You're like an uncle.
Yeah,
which is different than somebody you're dating. You know, whatever.
And also, I mean, you know, we've known each other 15, 20 years.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Me and their parents.
The trust is there.
Yeah. So it's a different situation.
And they also know you ain't putting hands on no babies.
Right.
So
I ain't trying to do that.
They do that for a fear factor for them. Will he? He won't. But they don't know that.
As long as I just need you to second guess it.
Right. Exactly.
You double think that, like,
fear factor
right there. Did mama said he can beat us. Sit your ass down. Just gonna
I'm going to lighten things up real quick. You know, y'all, if you want to comment about it and put your two cents in, please do. I mean, comment below underneath the podcast or whatever. But I'm going to switch it up and be positive kind of for a second or just, I don't know, talk about food.
Okay.
So it's that time of the year, right?
Uh-huh.
We all looked forward, or I did, as soon as they put pumpkin spice lattes back at Starbucks. I ran in that joint. I was like, who want one?
They are fantastic.
And our producer and DC, which, you know, you drink coffee a little bit. Yep. Everybody wanted one, though, because it's just that time of the year. But I'm going to need them to pull back on all this goddamn pumpkin flavored everything. Did you see Buffalo Wild Wings now has pumpkin spice wings? Like, there's just things that don't need to be flavored pumpkin spice. I walked my ass into Petco. They got a whole damn aisle of pumpkin flavored dog treats, cat treats, whatever you could possibly fucking want. And it's just ridiculous. It's out of control.
Let me shout out my man G-Biz real quick. I know you'll be excited about this. They got the Captain Morgan Jacko Blast rum. It is pumpkin spice rum. You going to get down with that?
I'm here for that. Because, you know, Captain Morgan already got a little cinnamony taste to it.
Nah,
anyway.
Yeah, that's holiday-ish kind of drink.
I ain't mad at that.
I ain't eat no pumpkin wings, though, bro. So that's out.
Nah, I can't do that, bro.
I've seen quite a few different things. I don't know if Oreo has done it, but they probably will if they have
it. They have, yeah.
And it's like, I saw chips the other day. What? It's like a bunch of crap that just does not need to happen. And I feel like we waste, as consumers, we're curious because we trust and believe in, like, pumpkin pie and pumpkin lattes and whatever the fuck else sugary, and then we try it like, oh, maybe I like this, I like pumpkin. You waste $4 on a bag or whatever and have to throw that shit away because it's gross.
I'm gonna tell you, the only food company I really trust as it relates to experimental testers with brand new flavors, Taco Bell. Taco Bell ain't got no pumpkin spice locos tacos or something like that coming out, I don't even want to try it.
Oh, wow. They got the pumpkin spice CBD pen right there. That's for somebody out
there. I'm here for that.
William Sonoma got the pumpkin spice six-piece deluxe smell good joint for your crib. Okay. What's in here, man?
Some like candles?
Pumpkin bread candles, some pumpkin spice lotions, and hand wash. I can get down with that. My grandma makes me buy her William Sonoma gift cards all the time, so she can go spend $300 on shit that don't matter. But yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely.
I ain't mad at the candles.
Pumpkin spice Kahlua? There's a couple. See, it's a lot of pumpkin spice things I can get down with. But back to these goddamn wings. I'm not eating those, so that's out.
Mm-mm. You know, like a good little, you know, teriyaki sauce, I can do that. Sweet Hawaiian, I can do that too. But pumpkin, nah, that's a no go.
How about the Hostess pumpkin spice Twinkies? You down with that?
No.
I'm already iffy on off top.
No, I know there's a long list of stuff you're looking at right now, and I'm gonna say no to almost all of that shit. If it's not pumpkin pie, pumpkin latte, I'm not fucking with it. I'm not fucking with it. They did a little juice thing the other day. Remember they brought those in? Those things were nasty as shit.
Pumpkin juice?
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's a squash. Mm. So don't do all kind of fucking shit like that, please. I'm just over it. I'm done. And every year it seems to the list gets longer and longer.
They're making pumpkin spice chew. Like the stuff the baseball players put in the side of their mouths?
Like tobacco?
Yeah, that's nasty.
Shouldn't be doing that shit anyway. Pumpkin or not. Death flavored, basically, is what that is all the time. Hole in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just want to throw that in there to lighten it up, because we was going in on baby mamas and daddies and beating up and all the other stuff. But anyway, if you enjoy pumpkin, whatever, do your thing. The holidays are around the corner. I'm definitely getting in the mood. Halloween is about to roll up. I'm getting ready to wear my Fashion Nova out so I can look cute. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Yeah. Just make sure you don't go out getting no trash cans tattooed on the inside of your
You can come put your nose in this shit right now. Ain't nothing wrong with this. So
it's all good.
Anyway,
speaking of that, keep it fresh with this pumpkin spice deodorant right there, Sana G. How about you go ahead and get down with that?
Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Has
all right,
man, walking around smelling like a whole ass pumpkin pie.
I appreciate y'all tuning in, SonicCast, man. Make sure you subscribe. Go ahead and comment. Tell us something you want us to talk about, because we for sure, you know, need options and opinions.
We'll
all
be
the time.
Rambling.
Yeah, for sure. About nothing. We just talk about pumpkin spice, whatever, for hella long.
Right.
Anyway, make sure you subscribe, like I said, free iHeartRadio app, iTunes, you know what I'm saying? The podcast button on your phone, whatever it is. And make sure you tap in with us every morning, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Sana G Morning Show out there in the Yay area.
Yep.
Right there on Cameo. We'll holla.
Ah.